We come before you, Lord. Father, we have thanks in our hearts, Lord, for the great things, Lord God.
Praise be to God. And he says, Elijah's spirit was like this. And he says, when he's come back, it will be just the same. It will be one person. He says, it will be one person. He says that. It will be one person. Then he says, that one person, you'll be the same as. That is not here. That one is not here. But I think I've read that quote. That one, same person. Will be the same person that is written in Revelation 22, verse 8. That same angel. He's the same. That one person, Adam, that will be Moses. One person that will be, I can give you that quote, Adam. That one person will be Moses and will be Elijah. One person. Here he says the two men. Okay? He says like that. Yeah, what he says is. There's a man called Moses, and there was a man called Elijah. The two men, those were two men. Exactly like that, is right? Now here, we have that, those two men, their spirit come to one man, called, because you got to continue with it. You got to continue with the revelation. There what he says, understand what he says there. When he comes here, when he says, it will be one person. Understand that also. It will be one person. It will be Elijah of this age. That Elijah of this age, he'll come in, and he'll pick up Moses. And that Moses and this Elijah will be one person. Well, they said, how can be two men be one person? It's the same spirit. It's the one spirit. That one spirit comes to one man. Because even the Elijah that we have today is not the Elijah the Tishbite. And the spirit of that man, the spirit of that man, comes to this man. And this man now takes Moses and Elijah, which is actually the opening of the Bible. The Bible is open. The revelation of the Bible, when it's open, that the spirit of Elijah had, that the spirit, because the prophet says, what's the spirit of Elijah? He says, it's the spirit of Jesus Christ. That's Jesus Christ. So the spirit of the word. And he says, why he used Moses? Why he used Elijah? Remember, Elijah was to everybody, to the Jezebels and Israel. It was both. And Moses was to Israel. He brings both of them, those two spirits here, and gets into one man called William Marion Branham. Called William Marion Branham and takes it over there. Now, so some things you cannot argue with the denominations because they don't know. I would like to talk to somebody who really knows the message. That one we can talk. So because I can tell you the prophet says. Without the prophet says, the Bible, you don't understand it. They don't understand. You can argue the whole day with non-believers. They don't go no because it's not opened. Like the Bible said, let me say something. Like the Bible said that this 144,000 or the Jews that will be saved are people who have not defiled them with women. No. And that's it. Now, then the people we've talked with, people, he says, they are. I said, that's literal. You know, when you take it literal like that, that people who have not defiled themselves with women, people who have not touched women, that's what they think. So the Israelites who have not touched women, that's not it. And the prophet says, go back to the Bible. A woman is a church. So those people who have not defiled them with denominations, those people who have not defiled, they are not defiled with denominations. If they stayed with their laws of the Bible, they stayed with that. That's how they stayed. They didn't defile themselves with it. They didn't get into the denominations. That's what it means. Praise God. Another thing he says, why? Because they are eunuchs. They are eunuchs. They are not. They cannot have women because they are eunuchs. Is it eunuch? But no, it's not. It's spiritual. They don't know nothing except this. Praise be to God. All right. Now that's that. Now, That's in simplicity of it, what I'm heading to, or what I'm trying to say. Now, I don't know whether the quotes will be organized, as organized as I would like them to be. But that's the difference. That's the difference. When the Bible was revealed, that was Moses and Elijah. Before it was revealed, that was not Moses and Elijah. That was during and that does not mean it was not revealed a bit. No. We studied and we found that it was a seal that was open in heaven. A portion of that word that was dropped here. But now when it comes to the end here, the six seals open the whole thing. The whole thing is given to them. Just before the seventh is coming. Now, let me read this. Let me come to this. Now, paragraph, I think you have your quotes now. Do you? All right, I think so. Now, I'm going to start here in the book, in France. Thank you. God bless you. She's not feeling strong. I thought she was not coming, but I'm happy that she's here. I was really deciding that she come. So, now, if you want to your example, to re-aside your pattern, to see what the scripture goes together with, I'm going to read it very fast so that we finish this. It's not very many. I think it's not very many. It's not very much. Maybe I'm going to finish in the next few minutes. Okay, I think so. If I don't talk very much, okay. To see what the scripture goes together with, just read Jesus over here and go to watching him, and placed in the Bible, you got the whole thing come out right, cause it's the revelation of Jesus Christ. This book called the Book of Redemption, And I said the other day, what brought this question was because I was saying about the Book of Redemption. The Book of Redemption is Jesus Christ. And that's exactly what it says here. And I thought I'd bring it here. Maybe that brother and others who are going to listen in, they're going to see this. That the Book of Redemption is Jesus Christ. That's it. The tree in the Garden of Eden is Jesus Christ. That Jesus Christ was sealed. That tree of life was sealed. Nobody can eat it. And I said last time, what is to eat? What is to eat? To eat, it's like now we are eating. And I said, when we used to eat communion, we were typifying. That's a type of Jesus Christ, the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is eating Jesus Christ. Understanding. Reading, I mean, eating him. Eating him, understanding. Hearing this word, that's eating him. So the tree of life could not be eaten in the Garden of Eden because it was sealed. This book could not be understood, could not be eaten. This book could not be eaten. But now when it's open, you remember when it was open, and that angel came down and he gave it to John and told him to eat, or the angel and told him to eat the book now. Do you remember that? Eat the book now. Praise be to God. And he said, it's bitter. Sweet in the mouth, and bitter in the. He said, it's bitter in the mouth, isn't it? Sweet in the mouth. My head is not working right today. Sweet in the mouth and bitter in the stomach. He said, sweet in the mouth is when you are saying it. When this revelation has come, you are so much. You remember that man? You remember that man who they had a party. And it's always like that. When you have the revelation, you become like a drunkard man. You're like drunk. You're like, when you have it, when you see something. You know, they had this party, you know, they were just happy like that. But this man was reading the Bible. He used to read the Bible. He said, oh, hallelujah. He sees something good. He said, hallelujah, hallelujah. I've seen it. And he disturbed the whole party. And his girl said, no, we can't have this. One of his daughters said, you know what? We're gonna give him. We're gonna snatch the Bible because it's the Bible that does him that like that. Now we're gonna do something. We're gonna put him upstairs and take away the Bible and give him a geography book. So they give him a geography book and he sat there. He said, Daddy, now you can study about how countries are, Africa is there, and things like that. And he read something here. And they thought, that's the problem solved. And he was sitting there and he saw something in geography that was talking God. And he said, hallelujah, hallelujah, God, praise be to God. This is God again. And he said, what happened? We snatched the Bible. You see, praise God. That's how it is. So it's so sweet. It's so sweet when you see it. It's so sweet in the mouth. You can say it. When you say it, it's so sweet. And you're testifying and saying what God has said. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's so sweet. But when it comes to live it, when you live it before people, wearing, because now it's so good, it's in you, wearing long clothes like that and dressing right and being called Mother Hubbard, that's bitter. When you live it, it's bitter. That's what the prophet said. Praise be to God. Eating the book. Okay. That's just that time. But the book of redemption is Jesus Christ. When he was taught to eat the book, actually he was being taught to eat Jesus Christ. To be one with Jesus Christ. To be one with him. To be one with the Word. That's exactly right. All right. Okay. The New Testament, and both of us speak of Jesus. See? Okay. Camera, of course, it is the revelation of Jesus Christ. The New Testament and all speak of Jesus. See, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, because he is this book called redemption. He was the Word, and he's the Word. And that bowed to be him, you see. So this is the whole book of redemption, which is Jesus Christ. I think in another quote he says that he gets a book and touches like that when he's explaining it in the bridge, in the book called The Bridge. He touches the Bible again. So this is the whole book of redemption, which is Jesus Christ, fitly put together by God with the promises of redemption and healing and everything for the human being. See, do you get that now? The book is Jesus Christ, put together by God, see? And he came as a human being and redeemed us. And every promise is in him and for you, for he's the redeemer. Now, that's the book. That's the book. That the Old and New Testament is like that. All right, now, let's come here. Compare now scripture of this. If you look at the heading there, the Bible or the book of redemption. That's what I'm talking about now. He says, compare scriptures of this great event that we will see. That this great secret, a mystery, that was under the sixth seal. Now look at this, under the sixth seal. Seal, the sixth seal of the book of redemption. It's just like, I like putting things into perspective. It's not that I know the message so much, but I like putting things into perspective. And I've seen this. And I don't like. If I get confused, I'm not gonna preach it. I'm not gonna bring it to the people. I want to understand it before I even tell anybody. This scripture talks about Malachi 4, and it is mixed up with Revelation, Matthew. Is it John? Is it Luke 17:30 about the Son of Man? You see that? It's mixed with a lot of things there. And it takes the people's meaning, or the meaning that we always had about that Malachi 4:5 is a restoration. It sounds like he's taking it away. It's not. It goes together. How it goes together is, and this is the confusion. And people has got to come to a place where they literally divide the word of truth. This man that was Malachi 4:5, the Elijah of Malachi 4:5, not Elijah of Malachi 4:3. There was an Elijah of Malachi 3. That was John the Baptist, the man. There was a man here on earth who had the spirit of Elijah, but he was a man called John the Baptist. This other man, he was a man born by Branham and Era Branham. His name was Brother Branham. That was a man of Malachi, that is the man, the man, the body, the man of Malachi 4:5. I hope you get that. Now, this man of Malachi 4:5 is the one who tabernacled him. And that's the confusion that comes. He's the one, Malachi 4:5 is the one who tabernacled Luke 17:30. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the one who tabernacled that. Malachi 4:5 body is the one who tabernacled, literally dividing the word, placing where it belongs. That does not take the meaning of that Malachi 4:5 was for restoration. Taking back, that man had two duties, or many duties, for that matter. And one of them was to restore, to take back the children to the feet of the fathers. That was one of them. Praise be to God. I hope that is clear. So when you see that, don't get confused. Because he says all these scriptures. And sometimes people talk, when you see a scripture, people are also good at And I'm not trying to bring people down because, you know, I've talked to so many people, and that's okay. There are people, different people, but there are some people who you throw, who that's what I'm saying. Don't throw anything there if you don't understand it. Don't throw it there because you're throwing more confusion. If you yourself don't understand it, don't throw it. Stay until you understand it, because we are talking like argument, and you want to... And Brother Don, I'm not bringing the word argument again. But you see, sometimes it's not argument. Sometimes it's not argument. Sometimes there's a debate. But it's kind of, when you're saying no and I'm saying yes, you're saying no and I'm saying yes. And we say it five times, that will be an argument. Somehow. But now, I don't mind about that. The thing that I mind, Brother Don, and I don't care, you telling me, brother, I don't see it that way. And why don't you see that? Why, for 5 hours. There's no problem. The problem I don't like is when you throw bad words to me, to hurt me. You know, it comes to a place where the words that are being now thrown, Dad, Chris, saying stringing. He uses the word stringing. You string words that are... The purpose of those words are not... Now, stringing those words are not meant to give you... to put more light on what you're saying. It's not to hurt you. Because you're bitter now. You're becoming bitter. Why does... There's no bitterness in this. Brother, sister, there's no bitterness in this. It's only God who can reveal it to you. And when you come to realize that this man has come to that, now he's bitter and he's... just don't, that's where the prophecy, don't continue with that now. There's no need of continuing. You're not helping him, he's not helping you. Because that bitterness don't help nobody. But as we talk. Don't have anything in your mind like politics. Just talk. We can talk the whole day. And you're not seeing the same thing. No, but we are laughing and like that. Have the right mind. If you don't have the right mind, don't say it. And that's what I was saying. Brother, if you don't know it, just don't throw it away. Because I see people throwing it, those words like that. Malachi 4, and those scriptures. Malachi 4, 5, Luke 17, 30, Hebrews 13. But the way they bring them, you look, I think they're not understanding. I think they're not understanding. He was to come, Jews were to be sealed between people say that, between the sixth seal, the sixth trumpet, the seventh trumpet. And when you look clearly, when you threw it, people keep quiet because they don't understand. They don't understand what the trumpets are. And you look carefully, if he knew, he would actually, if somebody knew, if he or she knew, he would actually explain it, what he means by between sixth seal, sixth trumpet, and the seventh trumpet. People don't know who that is, so they keep quiet. And the purpose of talk, the purpose, even in the groups and everywhere, the purpose, let the purpose of our talk, let the purpose of our fellowship be to give more light so that Christ can be glorified in the heads of the people more. Let it be like that. Not even showing that I know. If it comes to a place where you are throwing those things because of people to fear you and the people to think, don't. Just leave it. Just leave it now. It's not serving the purpose that it's supposed to serve. So just leave it. That is my way of seeing it. And I'm sorry, that's karma. But this is my way of seeing it. Let's be humble. Let's just be humble. Let's wait for him. He'll do it. If you come to a place where you don't know it, it doesn't matter how many times it's been said here, you still don't know it. It's not your time to know it now. You are not to blame. God is not to blame. God is never wrong. There will be a time, but there is always a right time of God. If you have a desire, God will bring it. God will bring it out. Let's wait upon Him. Let's look up unto Him. He's going to do something. All right. Well, I said I'm not going to talk very much. So, okay. You see that? This great secret. A mystery that was under the sixth seal of the book of redemption. Now remember, these are hidden mysteries. And the six seals, listen to this. This is why I put this on here. And the six seals, this is something that is really, I like dividing it. Because there's also another quote. It's actually Brother Don who helped me very much on that. Because I was every time I talk about about the coming of the Lord. I'm told that there's a quote in the book, the Church Ages book, that says he'll do two things. And Brother Don threw that. But that's the six seals. He'll do two things. like that. So this six seals opens the Bible. The six seals open the book of redemption. That's what it does. Seventh is his coming. Seventh seal is his coming. Six books opens it. Seventh is coming. And the six seals all together is one great big book. Just six scrolls roll together. And it unwinds, listen, it unwinds the whole book of redemption. That's how the whole earth was redeemed. That's how everything was redeemed. Before his coming, his coming is going to be seventh, but six opens the whole thing, opens the whole Bible. All right, opens him. That's the reason John wept, because if no one could get the book, or creation, because that's the redemption of the whole earth. Everything was gone. Should just simply, the earth and everything, should simply turn back to atoms and molecules and so forth. And cosmic rights, and not even be creation person. Nothing else, because Adam lost the rights of that book. He forfeited it. Then when he listened to his wife, and she listened to Satan's listening instead of the word of God, see, it was forfeited. Okay, now, the next title is Moses and Elijah were seventh angel's message, not the rest of the messengers. Moses and Elijah were seventh angel's message, not the rest of the messengers. I know I'm going to mention the trumpets a bit there. This is not the way I wanted to come, but and I don't know whether maybe I hope that the Lord wanted this way. I don't know why, but I'm struggling on this way. This way I'm struggling a bit. Moses and Elijah was seventh angel's message, not the rest of the messengers. Now, that's the title. Now, in the book called, is it the sign? Is this a sign of time? It's us. He said like this. The seventh angel of Revelation 10:7 is the seventh church age messenger. He brings it very well. He's the seventh church age messenger. That's the seventh church age messenger. See now, watch. And in the days, now watch here. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God shall be finished. Now, sounding forth this messenger. Sounding. Sounding is a trumpet. Remember, sounding. Everything. When you hear that sound, sound is a trumpet. And we have only seven trumpets. We have only seven trumpets. In fact, what I'm studying on, what I'm trying to bring is those trumpets. I wanted to bring the trumpets. And, we studied on Wednesday how the trumpet, the seal comes and the messenger is here. He takes that seal when it's opened. It's a mystery that's opened, is right? And that mystery, when it's taken, that messenger takes it. When he takes it, it's a gospel trumpet. It's called a gospel trumpet. We don't have, sometimes, when the prophet was coming to preaching the Feast of the Trumpets, around there, I think I don't remember which book, he's going to fumble a bit and sound like he's saying, like there's a trumpeting angel and a message angel. Yeah? A church age messenger and a trumpet. He's going to form like that. You got to bring it together, because after that is when he's going to show you that it's not. He says it's not. He preached them supernaturally, but before then he stopped, like there's two. But finally he says no. There is only one set of trumpets. There's only one set. There are seven trumpets. Period. Wherever you see them, they are all the same. They are trumpets. Praise be to God. Now, I wanted to bring those trumpets by the prophet. And I don't know some of them. I don't know, because the prophet has not, I've searched. Maybe I'm going to search for further. The prophet has not said exactly what they are. Like, I think trumpet, for the fourth trumpet, he doesn't, I think for the lad, he doesn't exactly say what it is. But the two of us, five of them or six of them, he has exactly said what they are. And you can relate them with the feast, with what they had in the Old Testament. And now we want to relate them, because he relates them in Matthew 24. He relates them. And he says exactly what happened, and you can see what happened, and like that. We want to bring them together like that. And then we go back and see exactly what the feast of the trumpet, when it happened, and what it was in the Old Testament. And we just compare like that and see. what we are talking about is the trumpets. We won't go into that. That's the direction that I was coming until this come, and that's okay. That's okay. I hope it is helping. Even if it's not here, you people are higher, and even if it's not here, somebody's getting helped somewhere. Okay, now sounding forth. When you see a sounding, it's a trumpet. The sounding now sounding forth. This messenger, the seventh angel here, is sounding forth. See, sounding forth. That's a trumpet. His message to the Laodicean churches. Notice his type of message. Now, look at his type of message. Now, it wasn't to the first angel, wasn't given to the second angel, third angel, fifth angel, sixth, but it is the seventh angel. And sometimes this is called the great sounding or great trumpet. It's not called the great sounding, it's called the great trumpet. It's just the same thing. Sounding, when you hear sounding, it's the same. Sounding is a trumpet that sounds. It's a gospel trumpet. It's a gospel sounding. It's the message, is a seal opened, and that mystery being taken to the people. Praise be to God. It's a gospel trumpet. And they call it a trumpet gathers people. This is a gathering. The prophet says, when something like that happens, when those feasts were happening, like the Feast of the Trumpets, he says a convocation. A convocation is a meeting, a gathering people. They are gathering to eat. They are gathering for this feast. Praise be to God. They are gathering for the feast. This great trumpet is actually calling people for a feast. But we're gonna get there. When a trumpet sounds, there must be a reason for that trumpet. And every trumpet has a sound, has a meaning. That's what the prophet said, Paul said, uncertain sound. Is it called uncertain sound? Yes, uncertain sound. Uncertain sound of a trumpet. When a trumpet is blown, that sound must distinct. What is it meaning? Is it meaning we gather for war? Is it meaning it's a party? Is it meaning that we come eat? What does it mean? Okay, every trumpet has a, like that. Now, it wasn't to the angel, okay, but it is the seventh angel that is given this type of a message. What was it? He's asked, what was it? He says, notice his type of message. Notice his type of message. He says, finishing all the mysteries of God that are written. Now listen, the six seals opened the Bible. That's exactly what I mean. That are written in the book. The mysteries that are written in the book. All right. The seventh angel is winding up all the mysteries that lay rules added all out through these organizations and denominations. The seventh angel gathers them up and finishes the entire mystery. That's what the Bible said. Finishes the mystery of the written book. He says, the written book. That was 1962. Sometimes in 1963, he's going to say the mystery, the seals and things like that. But now, let's come here. Now, To see whether this message. Now I'm going back to the, I'm going back to the two witnesses. Now to see whether this message that we got is connected with it. He's talking about Moses and Elijah like that. Here he says, to see whether this is connected with it or not. The very hour, look at this. The very hour that Israel was signed in to be a nation, it was the very same hour, very same day, very same month. Everything else, I was at Greenfield. You remember that? Do you remember what that was? How many remember what that was? Do you remember that, Rebecca? What that was? You don't remember? That was when the angel was giving him the commission in Greenfield's the cave. You remember the cave where he went and he met the angel? He says the same hour, the same minute, in another quote he says, same everything, same second, same minute, same day, same hour, same everything. When they were signing Israel to become a nation, that's exactly the same time that he was meeting the angel. He says, that's a sign to show that he had something to do with that message to take to Israel. All right. Let's go down. I think I will finish really fast here. Now, these two prophets, what will they do? It is Moses and Elijah. I've gone there down to the 70th week of Daniel. I'm just trying to show it's the same thing. Moses and Elijah. I'm trying to just show that this Moses and Elijah is the Old and New Testament when they are revealed. Because Brother Branham's work was to reveal the Bible. That was his work, to bring all that and reveal it. to reveal the mysteries. That was his work. And now he's the one, he had something to do with it. Now down here he says, now these two prophets, what will they do? It is Moses and Elijah that will rise on the scene. They will tell those Jews they are mystics. They are mystic. And out of that Jews bunch, who is this? It's Moses and Elijah who will do that. Bunch of that, they're now to be the 144,000. God will call by this prophet, what is it? The prophet, the spirit of the Elijah. Now listen now. I said it, but the prophet is saying it. Now listen very carefully. The spirit of Elijah of this Gentile age, who is that? Who is that, brothers? Who is that? Can somebody say? Is it not Brother Branham? It's Brother Branham. This is the spirit of Elijah of this Gentile church. We just continue right on into that Jewish church. Go right on and call Moses with him. Hallelujah. You see it? You see it? And he will preach the same message. Now listen. He will preach the same message of Pentecost. Pentecost was not only the restoration. Pentecost was also forerunning. Is that right? It's in Pentecost that he was telling you, get ready. Get ready, he's coming. Right to ramps. Right to ramps, he's coming. Is that right? It's the same. It's the same trumpet. The same everything. What is it? A seal opened. That was Jesus Christ was coming. Be ready. That was be ready. Get back. Get back to what you lost. Get back to what you lost. Get out of your denominations and get into Christ because Christ is coming. That was getting ready. That is the same message. Pentecostal message. It's the same message. Okay, now. Jewish church. Go right on in and call Moses with him. Hallelujah. You see? And it will preach the same message of Pentecost to those Jews. He will preach the same message to those Jews. And now this is very interesting. Because it says exactly like he will. You see that? Those words. And he will preach the same message of Pentecost to those Jews. He says that they rejected the Messiah. He doesn't need to go there. Don't see. He went to Cairo and he had a ticket and he changed and he went to Rome. That's okay. I don't disagree with that. And that's not the right time. God knows the right time. That was not the right time to go for him. He could go any other time to whatever, but he didn't go anyways. Praise be to God. But you see, people say he had nothing to do with it because they are Jews and they only hear their prophet. Praise be to God. And the other day I asked you, who wrote the Bible? The prophet told us the Bible that was written by Paul. Was Paul a Jew? A Jew? He was a Jew or an Israelite of the tribe of Benjamin. He didn't say that. They only hear their prophets. The New Testament now can be given to them when it's revealed, and they'll find that the writer was actually the actual who was sent was their own. Praise be to God. I hope that the Old Testament was written by who? He said the Old Testament was written by Moses. That whole Bible was written by their prophets, and they only hear their prophets. But they are blind and they cannot see. When it's open and their eyes are open, now they're going to see. They're going to see. This surely was. This is our God, the God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God. This is that God that this Bible is talking about. All right. And they reject the Messiah. Amen. You see it? It will be the same Pentecostal message that these Jews will preach. Right over to them. And they will hate those Jews so bad till they will kill them. And they were hated by all nations. Okay. Now we started that about killing all the Jews. Now, in the book called The Feast of Trumpets. And at the same time, now, as soon as this church, the bride, is drawn together, listen very carefully here, she is taken up in that mystery, of the seventh seal. The seventh seal is coming. Now, I don't want people to be confused here. Because it sounds like this is the seventh seal. And actually, when you read the book of the Feast of the Trumpets, it talks like they are parallel. The seventh seal and the seventh trumpet is like this goes to the Jews and this goes to the Gentiles. If you count like that, that's okay with me. But I understand. This is the way I understand it myself. When Jesus comes here on earth, he takes a bride. This is the way I understand it. He takes a bride. When he takes a bride, this same message was actually preached to them and they were introduced to him. So they also come to him. But he must take a breakfast. In type, Joseph in Egypt had his Gentile wife, and when he had Gentile wife, this is when he came to the Jews. He introduced himself to the Jews. The first thing that will happen is that this bridegroom, when he comes, he takes the bread first. After he takes the bread now, he introduces himself to the Jews. That's exactly that's the pattern. All right. Taken up. And that the mystery of the seventh seal. They are taken up by the mystery of the seventh seal. When it's opened, who opens the seventh seal? Tell me. Who opens the seventh seal? The seventh angel. That's exactly right. The seventh angel opened the seventh. Actually, the problem has been that when this Jesus, the bridegroom, comes, he first came to him, to this seventh angel, and tabernacled himself in that. That's the greatest problem. That's why I've always said I've said this, and you can write it somewhere, you can put it in the record, so that you can ask me if you don't think that's right, we can discuss it. Now listen. I've already said, the second pool is the same as the third pool. The difference is, the second pool is in one man. The third pool is that Jesus, tell me, what was the second pool? Second pool was like when at the well. You remember at the well when he introduced himself to this lady, to this woman, and he said, and he read his heart. He said, don't we know that when the Messiah comes, he'll tell us these things until the Messiah, and he ran. You see that? Because he was given the sign of the Messiah. One man standing before him. Is that right? That's right. What did he do to Nathaniel? It's reading like that. What did Brother Abraham do? He said, if Jesus comes here in this court, can he do the same? And he turns around. One man showing the Messiah is here in one man. Is that right? That was the Messiah. Messiah in one man. That God was tabernacled in Brother Branham. I have preached that. I have very many quotes on that, Brother John, that says that I preached that maybe in Kenya. I said, he first came to him. That's the first thing. He first came to this man called William. And he said, when it came, I just looked around. I could not say nothing. I heard it. When it came, I heard it. I heard it. I wasn't sure. I wanted to make sure before I take out this what I have now to the people, the third pool, I had to have it first. And I checked myself. And I checked again. And I checked again. When I was sure it was him now, and I was sure that this is the right thing, now I give it to the people. Now he comes. I look, and I don't know who that is. He says, I'm spiritual, and the spiritual people look at spiritual things. It is exactly 2 o'clock. I don't see nothing there, Brother Don. It's exactly 2 o'clock, dot. He says, it's 2 o'clock exactly. He says, I see spiritual things. I see. That is the end of the second pool. It's over. Second pool is over. From here henceforth, it's now the third pool. What is the third pool? That pool is him. It's his coming. It's the same thing. Like he was here now. Now he's going to be in Minimeban. He's now started getting to people. I have a quote if you want. Or I can look for it. I don't remember how it's at. My is very bogged down today. I'm not catching things very fast. Sorry. Because I've just remembered that I don't know where it's at. And when I say those things, I know where that quote is. But I know it's there. I can post it, maybe. Praise be to God. That pool is that same God that was in him now getting into Minimeban. All right. Now, the mystery. Okay, so seventh seal, and the third pool is the same thing. Is his coming. So up, and that mystery of the seventh seal, the mystery of the going of the bride. And the Jews is called by the mystery of the seventh trumpet. The Jews are called by calling. Is that right? They are called. They are called to what? They are told, remember, this is the atonement that you feast. The one that was supposed to die for you, the one that was supposed to pay for your sacrifice, is here, and they refused him. That trumpet, who sounds the seventh trumpet? Do you know who sounds the seventh trumpet? Brother Branham, the seventh angel. Is that right? So he's the one who sounds the seventh trumpet. He's the one who tabernacles the seventh seal when it comes. He's the one who tabernacles the Ladipo, who is Jesus Christ, when he comes. He tabernacles him. Praise be to God. And let me tell you something. This is me. This is me. You can take it or not. Let me tell you something. Since 1963 to 1965, when the Brother Branham died, the work that he was doing was actually to, let me use crude language, to pump this Jesus into the hearts of the bride. That is simply what he was doing. Praise be to God. He was pumping, he was taking him from, he was here. Praise be to God. He was taking him to the people, to the members, because he was supposed to be in the members. And there's nothing that was left. He could not go until it was completely pumped into the members, that the members were one with him. Then it was okay now for him to leave. You see, he didn't finish. He had even he had a script. You know, he used to write his sermon like a story. If you look at it, what he was doing, he used to write like a story, where he's going to start and where he's like a story. I don't know how he was reading that. And when he's reading, he's not even reading it. But it was written like a story. He had written in his car of the wreck, there was something that was called the trail of the serpent. I've read that scripture, that script very well, and it's very good. It's actually like a book. Did you see it, Brother Don? It's called The Trail of the Serpent. He wanted to come preach The Trail of the Serpent. I think it can be here, because it was in the, you know, the, you remember the small, there was some small things that were sent to us in Kenya that had, that you could lead. A very small thing that was sent us to Kenya by the VOGR. It was there. That's where I read it from. So it could be in this also. The Trail of the Serpent, the scripture. It's not that he preached, but he wrote it down. It's written down. I think they took some pictures of it. Praise be to God. He finished. Brothers and sisters, he finished. He could not be taken out until he... Did you remember? I don't know whether you people remember saying, I'm not even able to dedicate children, because I don't have time. It's so urgent. It's so much that I'm not keeping up with it. I cannot even come. It's so much that I have that's coming. Praise be to God. I've given myself completely to this. And the theologians of the world, when they talk about him, they say they've never seen a hard-working man like him. It's called hard-working. Because he was always preaching. In fact, he did preach about 2 weeks or a week or something like that. And he was joking with, I think, his son. They're saying that I'm backslid because I'm not preaching nowadays. I think so, maybe 8 days or something like that. That man was always on books and preaching. And he was saying, I can't do nothing else. This message is so urgent. It's so great. And it's coming so fast. I cannot even keep up with it. Praise be to God. So it came past to him, and then it went to the other people. Okay, so the mystery of going. And the Jews is called by the mystery of the seventh trumpet. I ask you, what's the seventh trumpet? It's the seventh angel. The seventh angel, Rebecca, is the seventh trumpet. Were you here on Wednesday when I talked about the trumpets, Rebbe? Were you here? I said, a trumpet, this simple, it's a simple, don't forget, it's very simple. It's very simple. What God does, like Paul, you know, seven churches, like Paul. And even in the Old Testament, that is exactly what he was doing. Because he was drawing a word from heaven. A word, that's why they had the word of God come to them. He says the word of God came to them, to the prophets. What was happening in the church ages, that messenger, in heaven, there's a mystery that is allotted for this age. So God takes that mystery and throws it to him. He's made in a manner that he can take that mystery. So he takes that mystery. And he comes up now with it, telling people, God says this, God says this, God says this. When he's saying that, that's a trumpet. He's sounding a trumpet. The prophet said, is it called a gospel trumpet? Praise be to God. We preachers are supposed to blow the same trumpet that that trumpeting angel trumpeted or sounded. We say, we don't have our own. We sound the same. We take it and we sound the same. We are like tape. We tape it and sound it. That's how we are made, we ministers. We might say in a different way, in a different word, but it must be the same. It must not change the meaning of that. But that is the sound of that trumpet. That's what we say now. Now, so when he says here, listen, when he says here, mystery of the seventh trumpet. Who sounded the seventh trumpet? Can somebody say? Who sounded the seventh trumpet? Who sounded the first trumpet? Who sounded the first trumpet? Exactly. You don't know. Who sounded the seventh trumpet? Brother Branham, exactly. Because it was sounded by that. When you hear about the trumpet, it's sounded by the angel of that. And it's a gospel trumpet. So now when he says, Jesus called by the mystery of the seventh trumpet. It's a mystery. And it's called a great trumpet. That down is going to say that. It's called a great trumpet. The seventh trumpet is a great trumpet. Because this trumpet stays in kind of in two ages. It doesn't say that anywhere, brother. That's why it's great. But I can see the greatness of it. There's no any other trumpet that actually opened the whole book. There's no any other trumpet that opened the mysteries. This is a great trumpet. And it was prophesied by Isaiah. Do you call him Isaiah? Isaiah. The book of Isaiah. See, it's the great trumpet. When you see the great trumpet is the seventh. If you want a quote, I can give you so that you don't say it's me who says. When you hear about the great trumpet, the prophet is going to say it's the seventh trumpet. The great trumpet is the seventh trumpet. It was sounded by William Marion Branham. The seventh trumpet was sounded by William Marion Branham. Jesus called by the mystery of the seventh trumpet. So you see now that goes together with what he said there. I had something to do with it. The seventh angel is actually going to just get Moses and they go there. You see that? The mystery of the seventh trumpet, which is two prophets, Elijah and Moses, and they'll come back. You see? Elijah and Moses will come back. But he says, the seventh trumpet. To make you understand is Brother Branham. Just like he said up there, that it's just Elijah and Moses, it's just Elijah of this Gentile people that will just go on and pick Moses and they go with him. You see that? He said that up there. Now he says, it's the seventh trumpet, which is Brother Branham, which is the one who is going to sound that, which is the two prophets, Elijah and Moses, and they will come back in there. The Pentecost is all mixed up. They are looking for something to happen. The church is done, gone, and that's to the Jews. All right. Now, I have to, and I'm done. The seventh angel sounded the seventh trumpet. I didn't mark that one as a heading. I forgot to mark that. The seventh angel sounded the seventh trumpet. That's sort of saying. In Revelation 11, that is where the Moses and Elijah are. That's where you find Moses and Elijah. Revelation. Called their ministry will be the ministry of Moses and Elias. It's like I'm most preaching about Moses and Elijah. It's not like I'm preaching the trumpets. But I wanted to mix up with that so that the brother who was asking this can also get helped. And those brothers that I think he has a group of people there. Okay. In Revelation 11, called their ministry will be the ministry of Moses and Elias. According to Israel, out of the Jewish traditions. What kind of Jewish traditions? You know, when they were brided, they continued with sacrificing a lamb, is right? An animal. They continued with that. They continued with all their things. And that is the group. There's a group out of that. That even if they will be here when the seventh age, when Jesus comes, let me say in simple language, when Jesus comes, they will have died. They have died. And the prophet says, those are the souls. Have you ever heard maybe about the souls under the altar? The souls under the altar. The souls under the altar, the prophet says, is the sixth dimension. It's where people die. When people, good people die, that's where they go. Though they didn't believe in Jesus Christ, they were good people because they stayed with what they knew as God. So when he comes, he gives them robes. He gives them robes. He goes there in the sixth dimension and he gives them robes. Each one is given a robe. And he says, given a robe means that they are given the Holy Ghost. The prophet says, because that is the time, he is giving the Holy Ghost. Okay. All right. Or the minister be the minister of Moses and Elijah, according to Israel, out of the Jewish tradition. They are called out of that. Stop doing that. Stop sacrificing. He's come. Now change. And I want you to come out of those things and get into him. Because we are called out of our traditions, out of our denominations and church ages to get into him. They are now called out of those things, and they are told, this is him. Come to him. When he comes, come to him. This is the atonement that you refused at the first day. That's where all your fathers refused over there. Now, because they refuse, come and accept it. And 144,000 will accept it. By what? By the seventh trumpet. Who will call them? Who will introduce them? Who is going to introduce us to him when he comes? Or when he came? Who introduces us to him? The seventh trumpet. William Marion Branham, the seventh angel, is the one who introduced us to him. The seventh angel. The seventh trumpet. That is what they say, and that's true. The trumpet is to Israel. Okay? But it's a gospel trumpet. It went to them. They know trumpet. That's the language they know. So it went to them as a trumpet. And they gather together. They 144 gather together. To hear this, to eat this. And when they gather together, they are shown, this is Christ. When they are called, they are shown, this is Christ. This is the atonement that you refused. And they accept that atonement. Okay. Just as the message, okay. Their ministry will be the ministry of Moses and Elijah, calling Israel out of the Jewish tradition. Just as the seventh angel's message called the bride out of the Pentecostal tradition, see that? From the church ages and things. Remember, Moses and Elijah is to call Israel out of the old atonement of the lamb and sheep and blood and goats and sacrifice to the new living sacrifice to the Word. And the seventh angel's message, listen, and the seventh angel's message under the same trumpet. Which trumpet? Under the same trumpet? Sixth trumpet? No. Under the same? Exactly. Abba is saying seventh. Exactly. Abba, that's exactly right. Abba is seventh trumpet. Under the same trumpet? Seventh trumpet. Who sounds the seventh trumpet? Brother Branham, Abba, exactly. Brother Branham is the one who sounds the seventh trumpet. Now, the seventh trumpet, under the same trumpet, in other words, Moses and Elijah given to them under the same trumpet. Who is that? Who is going to take this gospel to? Or who took, sometimes I speak like the Bible in the prophecy was saying, it's going to do. But now we should not talk like that. But when I talk like that, just know that it's because of reading that. When you read something so much, you tend to talk like it. But remember, it's in the past tense. It's past tense. It's already happened. The seventh day is not here. Do you know something else? Can I tell you something? Because I said Brother Branham is gone. That's what I said. Brother Branham is gone. He's dead. He could not die before he finished his work. Exactly right. But do you know, in the seventh seal, he says, the coming of the seventh, seal. What is the seventh seal, by the way? You know, in Kenya, I had my class say, what is the seventh seal? The coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. They were saying that. So he's getting that. The seventh seal is his coming. It's simple. Let it not be complicated so much. No, it's simple. It's his coming. That pool is his coming. That pool is his coming. It's his coming. Praise be to God. Now, he says, that coming, when it happens, he says, is the end of everything. He says, is the end of even the trumpets. No more trumpets. Have you ever read? I think Sister Rhonda looks like he has read that quote. It's the end of everything. He says, it's the ushering of the millennium. He doesn't say it's the end of the millennium or it's the millennium. And he says twice in that book called the Seal Book. He says, it's the ushering in of the millennium. He says, it's the end of everything. It's the end of the mouth. It's the end. Praise be to God. That his coming is so great. It's the end of the trumpets. There's no more trumpets. There's no more church. That's what it means. There's no more church ages. There's no more like heaven opening, and a seal opens, and a master comes down to a certain age here. There's nothing like that. That's the end of everything. after he comes, that's the end of it. What is it now? He's gotten what he wanted. He's gotten the bride. Now the bride and the bridegroom are together. A man and a wife. No more mysteries, no more nothing. They're together. They're eating. They're there. It's done. Oh, that work was done of the trumpets of the sea. It was on to come to that. Okay. That's what he was working to come to that. He's gotten what he wanted now. Okay. Call the bride out of the Pentecostal tradition. Remember, Moses and Elijah is to call Israel out of the atonement of the lamb and sheep and blood and goats. And it's like, hey, I'm not there. Okay. And the seven Jews message under the same trumpet. Same everything. What is it? It's the same. We read there is the Pentecostal message. It's the same message that was preaching to them. It's the same. And the same everything. Same everything. Exactly. The same seal. It's to what? Call the people. Don't think that whenever he says a seal is a seventh seal or sixth seal. I said, we have six seals and seven church ages. That's what I said last time when I preached. So the first seal does not correspond to the first church age. They say, no. When he says a seal, what he means, not necessarily the seven seals. A seal is a mystery. It's a mystery that's revealed. And every church age had a portion, not the whole thing, had a portion of a mystery sent to them. That mystery has some rhyme in it that sees that group waiting for the whole thing to come here. That's why they are sealed, and I read those scriptures. They are sealed until the day of redemption. Until that day. And I read that quote that says, I think he's trying to do God a service. That says, what is that in the day of redemption? Is when Jesus comes. They are sealed. They are sealed there. Nothing can happen to them. They are gods until Jesus comes to take them. And when he takes them, it's a marriage. This is a marriage. This is not a seal. This is, you can call it a seal if you want. It's the Holy Ghost. Yeah, Jesus is Holy Ghost. Jesus is Holy Ghost. God is Holy Ghost. God is actually his Holy Spirit. That's right. You can call it all that. But with an understanding, this is, I hope you get. This is getting together. This is not what happened in the upper house. You can say that's wrong. You can say all that. I'm not going to argue, but it's not. It's not what happened in the church age. It's not even what happened when the prophet started here. On other than praying people, they had Pentecost and very happy. The Holy Ghost was coming to people. And even when he died, when the prophet died, when Hope died, when he was going and he was held by the two angels, when he came back, he told the prophet, you know what? This thing that we are talking about, the Holy Ghost is really helping. That was not it yet, brother. It was good. It was God. It was great. But that, until he came. When he came, the thieves were revealed and everyone was revealed. He got a bride and got together with him. That was a different Holy Ghost. That's the wholeness of it. That's the fullness of this. And I say this, and if you can bear with me a bit, I'll tell you this. There's no better place. There's no higher place for the bride. You talk about millennium, you talk about, you got it. You talk about nothing, you got it. You talk about nothing, you got it. Because you have him. God himself. God and himself and you have become one. You are the feminine part of him that he's been looking for all this time. And now we come together. This is special. This is real. All right. Call the people to the bride. Out of the Pentecostal and the seven-age message at the same trumpet, same everything, exactly the same seal, is to what? To call the people, the bride, out of the Pentecostal and all traditions. See that? That's the purpose of that. To the genuine atonement. We are called to the genuine atonement. I thought atonement was for the Jews. It's the same. Because it's the same thing. It's the same thing. Atonement. What is atonement? What is atonement in English? What is atonement? I know it's in Kikuyu, but how do you describe it in Kikuyu? It's like a sacrifice, right? So, what is it, Brother Don? Atonement. Yeah, it's a sacrifice. It's a payment. Is a payment that it was paid, the atonement that they refused, the payment of their sins that they refused. Now is here, the atonement. Now, listen, that atonement they refused is the same atonement that we accepted as Gentiles. It's the same. It's the same thing. Okay. Tradition to the genuine atonement, the word Christ. Now he says here. Now he says something. And this confuses people because they mix, they run it together. Now listen. Genesis atonement. The word. That which has come, that they were introduced to, that we also introduced to and came and went to him, is the word. He says, Christ impersonated in his own word. Christ impersonated in his own word here. Made fresh. Family know it. Among us. Science has proved it. Proved what? This is 1964. He's come. Science has proved it that he's come. In other words, even the Jews have been introduced to it. Everything now has finished because he's come. But he's telling us we were introduced to it by the seventh trumpet. We were introduced to it by that. We were called out of Pentecostalism and things like that and called to him. And the Jews were called from their traditions of slaughtering rams and things like that to him. We all come to him. We come, the Gentiles, and the 144 come. I hope you get that. By the same trumpet. Which trumpet? The seventh trumpet. What is the seventh trumpet? Brother Branham. I'm not going to say it again. I'll bore you if I say it so many times. For he's never told us one thing. He says, the church knows it. The world around. We firmly know it. That he's come. That's what he's saying. Christ impersonated, he's come. In other words, what is this telling you? It's in the past. It's in the past. Israel has come. The bread has been taken. This is in the past. The head of the trumpet, the head of everything has come. The head of the seventh trumpet has come. The head of church ages has come. There's no more time. The head of everything has come. This is the head of... And the prophet says, and it shows. It has shown. It has been confirmed. People know it around the world. Let me read that again. Science has proved it. By pictures, the church knows it. The church knows it. The world around, we firmly know it. For he's never told us one thing. And that says the Lord, but what's been the truth? Did he not say, down there in the river, as John the Baptist was sent to he was, this message you pour out, like that, he goes to something else. Let me read this last one as I close now. I'm not going to talk much. I'm just going to read it and then we close now. Let's read it very fast. Paragraph 283 of the Feast of Trumpets now. Now remember, and I told you, I'll bring back this great trumpet. I hope now you can remember that. And I told you there's another quote, maybe two quotes that I can bring you to tell you what this great trumpet is. It's the seventh trumpet. It's the seventh trumpet. It's this great trumpet. He said what he would do over here in Isaiah. Do you say Isaiah or Isaiah? He said, and the great trumpet would sound. The great trumpet. In Isaiah, it doesn't say that they recognize Israel. But in Isaiah, like he was going to sit down here. But in Isaiah, as you read, he said, all nations will gather in Israel. When this trumpet sounds, and another thing, Medicine, this great trumpet is the same trumpet of the Thessalonians. Is it the Thessalonians? It's the same trumpet that he will come down with a shout, a voice, and it's the same. There are not two sets of trumpets. It's the same trumpet. Amen. This is the same trumpet. Right. This is the greatest trumpet. This is the great trumpet of the Thessalonians. It's the same thing. Now, remember, and I told you, I'll bring back this great trumpet. He said, what would he do over here in his house? He said, at the great trumpet, that trumpet would sound, the great trumpet. Now, not trumpets now. We are not talking about 1, 2, 3 trumpets, seven trumpets now. We are not talking about that. We are not talking about seven trumpets. Now, Feast of the Trumpets. Now, talk about the Feast of the Trumpets. There's two of them. The Feast of the Trumpets, there are two of them. I hope you get. Do you get that? Are you reading there? Okay. Feast of the Trumpets now. The Great Trumpet. Now, that great trumpet is the Feast of the Trumpets. And it's actually Moses and Elias. And we have read the app, something that can connect to Moses and Elias, to call the trumpet. Is Moses and Elias to call this trumpet? Who is Moses and Elijah? Old and New Testament, when it's revealed. When it's revealed, it calls this trumpet. Okay, it calls this trumpet. And under the great trumpet, the coming of the Lord. Under the great trumpet, the coming of the Lord. What is it? This great trumpet is also called the coming of the Lord by the prophet. Why? Because when it comes, when the Lord comes, he tabernacles in this man with his trumpet. He's the same man who trumpets this Lord Jesus Christ to the people. Don't get confused, because they think there's another trumpet. It's the same trumpet. This trumpet is so great. That's why it's called so great. It calls people, get out of your place. It's coming. He does the introduction. Both Jews and Gentiles. He does that. Get out of the Pentecostal church ages. Church ages over. It's dying. Prepare your apps. Get out. He's almost coming. He's almost here. Get ready. He takes them and gives them to Jesus Christ. Okay? Now, he takes the Jews. He gives them to Jesus Christ. He does all that. It's the great trumpet. And you know what? He tabernacles. This Jesus Christ that he's calling people, he tabernacles him first. That's why this trumpet is so great. It's William Marion Branham. It's a man called William Marion Branham. He tabernacles him. And you ask why? Do you remember how great that is? Do you remember what he was told in the cave? Is it in the cave when he made that angel? Don't you defile your body in any way, drinking, women, and things like that? Do you remember that? And he was told, because you have a work to do in future. And he could drink, you can't drink. Praise be to God. You remember when he was challenged by that woman, by that lady, when they got out, and that lady, he was sent to get some drinks, and he came back with some drinks, and now he said, my heart shrank when I saw him with a cigarette. You know, each one, there were three, there were two people, there were two men with the girls. Brother Branham with a girl. Sometimes you say that, you sound like you don't love the prophet. That's right. Brother Branham had a girl, and this man had a girl. And they had gone out with a car. So Brother Branham gets out to buy some drinks to bring them back to the girl. And he found that girl that was supposed to be now with him. She was smoking. And he said, you can have a puff. You can have a puff. And Brother Branham said, no, I don't do that. I don't do that, he said. This guy, I said, I wonder how this guy gets happiness. Where does he get his joy from? He doesn't drink. He doesn't smoke. He doesn't do nothing. He doesn't look like a real man. He said, you think I'm not a real man? Bring that cigarette. Bring that cigarette. And he got that cigarette. And the sound of that, never defile your body in any way. Because in future, I have got some work for you to do. And he could not, God could not allow it. And he dropped, and he ran away from them, and he ran away, he ran through the fields, and he ran away crying, and that almost killed him. And that is actually the reason he was going to seek God when he found him in the cave. That's the disturbance that he had. He was going to seek God in the cave because of that. Why God had to use that body, brothers? God had to use that body, and he did. He used that body. God tabernacled. I don't care whether people say that I'm worshiping one. I'm not worshiping Brother Branham. I know what I'm saying. I know where I start, brothers. Forgive me if I shout. But I know where I start. It's not Brother Branham. But I know there was a God from heaven, the mighty God, the creator of heaven and earth, tabernacled in flesh. No, Brother Branham. Okay. The great trumpet. Not trumpets now. Feast of trumpets. There's two of them. Moses and Elijah. Feast of trumpets. Moses and Elijah. Why is he Feast of trumpets? Why is this? What do we say Feast of trumpets was? It's simple. They're feasting of the trumpets. They have come together in a holy convocation for the remembrance of the trumpets. They're feasting of the first trumpet, second trumpet. They're all brought here. There's another quote. Maybe I could bring it one time. It says this, that our trumpets came one by one, but for them, it all came together at one time. What was it? It was the Feast of Trumpet. It was those mysteries, the first mystery that was revealed and given to all. That mystery given to all. When they come here, this prophet William Marion Branham, the seventh angel, gets all those and opens them. Isn't that what he said? He said he didn't have a message of his own. He got all that and brought them here. That is what he gave to us. That's what he gave to them. to the Gentile, to the Jewish, to bring them together. It's called the Feast of, not trumpets now, Feast of Trumpets. There's two of them, Moses and Elijah, to call the trumpet. But under the great trumpet, the coming of the Lord. The coming of the Lord. The great trumpet, the coming of the Lord. It was telling them the Lord is coming to announce. And he explains it there. You think that the trumpet is the coming of the Lord. It's not the seal. Now listen, listen. He says the coming of the Lord to announce Joseph. That trumpet was not the coming of the Lord, but it was announcing Joseph. What is it? Joseph's here. Joseph, be ready. Joseph's here. Joseph's here. Come to Joseph. Joseph's here. It's announcing Joseph. Joseph is here. It's an announcement. Joseph is here. Coming of the Lord. And announcing Joseph returning, see? That all nations would assemble at Jerusalem. He says, assemble, isn't it? He says, with the word assemble. In Isaiah, he says, I think gather, or gather in Isaiah, or the prophet uses that word, gather. Now listen, all nations will not gather in Israel. Let's read it here. See, coming of the Lord. All nations would assemble at Jerusalem. Amen. You find that in the book of Isaiah. I just give it to you a while ago. One of those chapters we read, that is in Isaiah 18:1 and 3. And in Isaiah 2, 13, is where they sound that trumpet. And all the nations will recognize Israel in her homeland, God with her. That's the meaning of gathering. They will recognize that all nations will gather in Israel. That means they will gather or they will assemble in Israel. What is it? They will recognize Israel as a nation. That means, and there's a lot of things about that, because when they gather, and when they have a nation, now from there, count. That generation will not pass. Around that time, this is when Jesus will come. That's what he said. That's very important. The Israel gathering and everybody knowing that it's gathered. There's a lot to go with that, but I think, Brother Don, it's a bit late, so can we just dismiss, or do you have something? Or you can just say a prayer. Just say a prayer, brother.
God bless you, man. God bless you. Praise you. Amen. We appreciate that so much. And that last quote, something always was special to me. The first time I remember the first time that I seen it and it became real, that's the prophet is the divine revealer of the word. And when the scripture said, all nations will assemble at Israel, at Jerusalem, the translation, the revelation of that was that all nations will recognize the difference. That's a big difference when you're thinking, when you're looking for all nations to come together in one place like that, or come to Jerusalem. That's not what I was saying, but the interpretation. And so another great thing Brother Gumba said was that the scripture in Thessalonians 4, Brother Branham said, that is the great trumpet, and he said, that is the seventh trumpet. So he put them together. There's another quote there. He puts them together. He said, that is the seventh trumpet. And so it all goes together perfectly. And so we appreciate it so much. Let us stand up as we dismiss tonight. And so Brother Gumba will be continuing on Sunday. Now, we're not going to be here on Sunday. We're planning on taking off for a few days and having spent some time with the girls. And so we also, Brother Michael and his family is not going to be here on Sunday. And so I'm going to talk to Brother Gumba about that when we finish, and then we'll see it. One time, because it's a holiday weekend, we wanted to see what the mind of the people were. But let us dismiss, and then we can talk about those things. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much, Father, for this great message. We thank you for the Word of God, the quotes, Lord. We call it the quotes, but it's the Word of God. It's the revelation of the day. It's the revelation of the hour. And Father, we thank you and praise you for that. Lord, we just ask that you would continue to let it speak to our hearts. Continue, Lord, to become real. continue, Father, to unfold, Lord, that it would unfold, unveil, Lord, the true and living God, Lord, that's manifested in the bride in this last days. Lord, may you bless each one now, those that are here, those that are not. Lord, you know every heart. We pray you would just be with each one. May you bless Sister Evelyn and Sister Esther, Sister Edith, the different ones. You know the needs, Lord, there, Lord. We ask that you would just help them and guide them. Lord, we thank you and praise you now for all. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen.